Okay, we will call the Board of Equalization to order at 8:35 on the clock for Wednesday, December 20th, 2017. The Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Byers, and Tiemann. Lytle will be gone all day. Entertain a motion to approve. Hold it. No, we want to make a correction to the agenda. We make that before we approve the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. We need to make a correction to the agenda.
Amend the agenda.
And that is, I don't know if everybody has it on theirs.
They don't.
No.
Okay. I didn't know how it was going to go.
There was advertised, and the clerk's office here did advertise a public hearing and for vehicle exemption for a qualifying nonprofit organization, Connection Church. We do have the copy of that was in the paper. The notice of the public meeting and the fact that we will have a public hearing today for this on December 20th at 8:35 a.m. it says, but we'll get to that when we get to that.
Move to amend the agenda as just stated.
And adding that one specific event, the public hearing and approving or disapproving vehicle exemption for a qualifying nonprofit, Connection Church. So we have a motion to add that.
Second.
A motion by Tiemann, seconded by Byers, and vote. Okay, 5-0 in favor. Now, with that as an amended agenda, I need entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda.
I would move to approve the agenda as amended.
Amended.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Hill. Vote. 5-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Juergens.
Long winter day.
Vote. 5-0 in favor.
It's going to be a long meeting.
Yeah. Now, entertain a motion at 8:37 to go into a public hearing for the vehicle for the Connection Church.
I would move to end of the open meeting for the Connections Church.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Juergens. Vote. 8:30. Oh, approved 5-0. At 8:37. Never mind. Anyone here for the public hearing? And this is for a 2005 Ford cargo van. The motor vehicle tax on it would have been $2,660, and the motor vehicle fee of $7. So it's going to be a total exemption of $3,360. Anybody here for the public hearing? Don't look like it, so I will entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
I move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann at 8:38 on the clock to close the public hearing. Vote. Did you want to vote on it or not, Matt? You're here.
We'll close the public hearing.
You were here, yeah. 6-0 in favor with Bauman now present.
I would move to approve the exemption.
Second.
We have a motion by Byers, seconded by Juergens to approve the exemption. And like I said again, it's for the Connection Church at 1900 Jackson Street here in Beatrice, a 2005 Ford cargo van, a total exemption of $3,360. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, we'll move on to, I'll pass this down to Matt. These are we have four tax correction slips. Two of them involve the same partial or whatever. Well, no, not same partial. Involves a homestead exemption. It was counted on one property and was moved to another one. In just a minute, we'll list what they each are and the value. One we are exempting is the house that the county here, the county board or whatever, just bought recently over here beside the bus stop, that's now coming off the tax rolls also. The one is, it would be addition back to the tax rolls of $532.98 because the homestead exemption was applied to an incorrect parcel, and the one it should have been applied to, then it will make a deduction from the tax rolls of $1,520.58. And that homestead exemption, these basically aren't going to end up costing the county any because the state reimburses us or reimburses counties for those homestead exemptions.
Yeah, I think what happened there is the wrong legal description. It has to be on the home you live in.
The home you live in.
And so something happened, transpired that the guy, we got the wrong legal or whatever.
But for that person there, that's going to be about $1,000 more that they'll have a homestead exemption.
Take one off and put one back on. But yep. Yeah.
And then the third one here is for the property over here, like I said, the 609 Washington Street. It's $1,179.12. Property was purchased by Gage County. And that will be a deduction from the tax rolls. And the last one is a personal property one that will be an addition to the tax rolls of $40.52. So we entertain a motion to approve tax correction slips number 10, 11, 12, and 13.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Juergens. Discussion? Vote. 6-0 in favor. Anything else, Patty?
I don't have anything. Not unless anybody's been getting any questions about the tax statements. It's pretty quiet, really.
There's some people out there that told me, maybe I told you the last meeting, they were thanking me for the Christmas card they got.
Not a real good time of the year to send them, but
yeah,
I guess
that,
no
yeah.
time is any good.
Well, I told them that at least the good thing is you keep getting a Christmas card, you own land or property or whatever, so.
Well, I've been getting comments from landowners, well, it went down, and so my taxes should go down, and I said, well, don't count on that, but.
So, anything else for equalization? If not, we'll adjourn equalization at 8:42 on the clock.